Hello and shalom. I am Noor Bar-On, and I'm a Feldenkrais teacher, and we are going to practice together. And we will lie on the floor, and for that you're going to need a yoga mat or maybe just a carpet. And in this weather, I like to practice just on the floor because the floor is a little chilly. And while you prepare yourself for the lesson, I will tell you that we hear on the background the birds of Oroville as they were recorded just for us by the radio team. And I'm thanking them for that. I assume you are ready now, so lie on your back, please. And like we do always when we practice Feldenkrais, we start with looking very carefully at the conversation with the floor. How the floor accepts your body today. It will be different in the evening, it will be different tomorrow, but today, for this very moment. Because for a jellyfish, for example, all of its surface will lie on the floor. No lifted parts, but we are not a jellyfish, and we have joints and we have hard bones. And therefore, which parts of your body are touching the floor? The heels touch the floor, the pelvis, parts of your chest, and which parts are a little lifted? Very often the knees are a little lifted. The lower back. The neck. I always like to look also for those unclarities. Because if we agree, if you feel that the knees are a little lifted and the thigh is touching the floor, then in between, there is an era of unclarity. And I always like to look at those places. Bend your right knee and stand your right leg. And at the beginning, just allow your knee to tilt a little to the left and back. And a little to the left and back. Please be aware that when you decided to put your knee, your foot in a certain place, that was a decision you made. Because, of course, the knee can stand a little closer to the pelvis or a little closer to your left leg or a little farther away from them. That was a decision you made because you have some knowledge about your body, some experience. And now, each time when you tilt your knee a little to the left, tilt also your left foot to the same side. So knee and foot, they both tilt to the left. Allow your right waist to be lifted a little. The pelvis is rolling. They are tilted to the left and back, knee and foot together. And leave it. Spread your leg. Take a deep breath. We take a lot of breaks when we practice Feldenkrais, because good students know that breaks are the most important periods of the learning process. And again, bend your right knee and stand your right leg. And start tilting the knee and the left foot to the left, same as before, and back. To the left and back, and put your left hand on your right ribs. So you could feel what the ribs are doing while you do this movement. You probably feel that they are rolling and they are a little lifted. But to which direction exactly do they roll? Is it really to the left, or maybe a little downwards or upwards? What is the direction? And when you feel that you have a good sense of this direction, you can help your ribs. You can push them very gently with your palm. And now, since you can help your ribs, try to interfere. For example, push them to the floor so they won't be able to roll to the left. And see, where do you pay the price? Which part of your body is paying the price for the ribs who don't know what to do, who don't participate? And go back to harmonious movement, go back to helping your ribs to go to the right position. And leave it. Spread your legs. Take a break. Always very interesting to see how the ribs are sinking closer to the floor when we inhale. Take a deep breath, inhale, and see how the ribs are sinking down to the floor, and when we exhale, the gap between the ribs and the floor gets a little bigger. Go back to the same position. The right leg is standing. The right leg and the left knee are tilting to the right, to the left. And you can feel how you lean more on the inner edges of your right foot and the outer edges of your left foot. And start rolling your head to the same direction. So when your knee and foot are tilted to the left, roll your head to the left, do it a few times. And next time, start rolling your head to the opposite direction, to the right. Is it more comfortable, less comfortable? And leave it, take a break. Spread your leg. A few few deep breaths. And let's go on. Bend again your right leg and stand it. Tilt your right knee to the left. Lean on the inner edges and start sliding your leg on the inner edges until the leg is straightened up and the knee is looking to the ceiling and you are on the heel, and roll your heel to the outer edges and start bending your knee on the side again until it is standing. And do it again. Tilt your right knee to the left and lean on the inner edges of your foot and start sliding your leg very carefully until it is straightened up and the knee is looking at the ceiling and you are on the heel. And roll your heel to the outer edges of your foot and start very slowly sliding your leg on the outer edges until you don't have other choice but bending your knee and standing it. And again, do it a few times. You are drawing kind of a loop, or maybe the number 8. Do it a few times, very slowly. This is so unfamiliar. The knee is tilted to the left, you lean on the inner edges, you're straightening up the leg, the knee is looking at the ceiling, you roll the heel, you are on the outer edges of the foot, and you're sliding your leg until the knee is again bent and your leg is standing. A few times. And next time when you stand your leg, start doing it also with your left foot. Look very carefully that you don't stand the left leg. You're doing it only with your foot. Outer edges, and you roll the heel. When you roll the heel of the right foot and then the outer edges of the right foot and the inner edges of the left foot. The right leg is standing, and again you roll the heel of the left foot. And again, inner edges of the right foot, outer edges of the left foot, and you roll the heels. Now both foot are tilted to the right. And you slide the right leg until it is standing. And do it a few times. It's the right leg and the left foot. A lot of coordination. And leave it, take a break. Was it confusing? Being confused in a Feldenkrais lesson is a present. Those are the best moments. We will do the same and we will integrate the head the head will roll to the opposite direction of the knees. So stand the right leg. Start tilting it to the left as well as the left foot. And you are on the left edges of both foot and the right leg starting to slide very slowly until it is straightened up and you are on the heel. And roll your foot to the right edges. And it's only the right leg that is being bent now on the side until it is standing. And next time do the same, but the head is rolling to the opposite direction of the knees. So when the knees are looking to the left at the beginning, roll your head to the right. Then after you straighten up the right leg and the knees are looking to the right, roll your head to the left. Very easy to be confused here. You can put your left hand on the ribs. Keep on doing the same, but you can help your ribs with your left palm. Sometimes they need a little push up, and sometimes a little pull. Do it one last time. Many details. All your body is moving in perfect harmony. And leave it. Spread your leg. We will do now the same, but now we won't stand the right leg. The heel will move like 5 centimeters. That's all. So start first with the left edges. And roll the heel, both heels, to the right edges. And it is only the right heel will slide very, very tiny bit, like 5 centimeters. And then roll again your foot to the left and to the right. And again, the heel slides a little. And roll it again, and the right heel will go back to its place. And you're drawing the same loop, but you don't straighten up and you don't bend your leg. Your right heel is drawing a very small line on the floor. And don't forget to roll your head to the opposite direction of the knees. And leave it. Take a break. Stand your left leg. And now you are not naive. You know what we are about to do. Then think about where to stand the leg. Was your first choice the best one? Maybe for this particular movement, which is non-habitual, it is unfamiliar. Maybe better to put the leg in a different position. And before we start doing this movement with the left foot, just imagine first how you will tilt the knee to the right. Just imagine. This is very hard, I know. And imagine how you will lean on the inner edges of your left foot, and you will start sliding this leg until it will be straightened up and the knee will look at the ceiling and you are on the heel, and you will roll the heel to the outer edges, and very slowly through the right you will slide your leg until we will have no other choice but to bend it again. Imagine what your right foot will do. Imagine the rolling of your head to the opposite direction of the knee. And imagine also your ribs. What will your chest do when you will start doing it? And now you can start. First, just tilt the knee to the left. Allow the right foot to join. They are both rolling to the right. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. They roll to the right, the knee and the right foot. And you are leaning on the inner edges of your left foot and the outer edges of your right foot. And you start sliding your left foot until you straighten it up. The knee is looking at the ceiling. Roll your heel to the outer edges of your left foot. Your right foot also is rolling on the heel to the inner edges. And through the side, start sliding your left foot on the outer edges until you don't have other choice but to bend your knee and stand your legs. And again. Keep on doing this and shift your attention to your ribs. You can put your arm, your right arm, on the left side of your chest just to feel it, how they are pushed up from the floor and how they go back to the floor. And you can even help with your palm to push a little, to pull a little. And integrate your head. The head is rolling to the opposite direction. You have complete harmony in your body. Each part knows its role. Each part is integrated in this movement. And do it one more time. And take a break. Lie on the back. A deep breath. And now, of course, we will try walking with both our legs. Stand the right leg and start this moving. Start with tilting the knee to the left. You are leaning on the inner edges. Start sliding this leg, and when this leg, when you slide it, start bending the left leg on the inner edges. So one leg is straight and the other one is bent. I can help you again with this. It's confusing because this one is unfamiliar. Bend your right leg, tilt it to the left, lean on the inner edges and start sliding this leg. And at the same time, start bending the left leg on the outer edges. So you're straightening up the right leg and you're bending the left one and go on. Roll the heels. Change the edges of each foot. One leg is straight, the other one is bent, and so on. Do you think about swimming at this point? The title of this lesson is Primitive Locomotion. And yes, we are practicing swimming. And leave it. Spread your legs. Maybe there is a new feeling in the chest. Now we will do something very similar. This time is going to be symmetric. So roll your heels, both of them, so you are on the outer edges of both feet, and start sliding both your legs until you have no other choice but standing them. And now roll them to the inner edges. And of course, when you walk with both legs, you can't really be on the inner edge, so you are somewhat on the inner edge, and start sliding your legs until they are straight again, and then roll the heels to the outer edges. And this is how human beings swim, at least one style. There are many, one of them. You roll your feet to the outer edges, you start sliding until you have no other choice but to stand your foot. Roll your heel, and then you are on the inner edge, somewhat on the inner edge, and spread your legs. And again. Pause for a moment. In this lesson, Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, he gives us a very good advice. He said that good swimmers know that in order to be fast, in order to swim very fastly, one leg needs to be a little before the other leg. You need to start with one leg. You need to decide, of course, which leg is the first, and then the other legs. So there's like a 1 millisecond or 2 milliseconds in between. You can try if you want to be a very good swimmer. And of course, how long is this gap between the two legs and so on? A lot to figure out. If you want to be a good swimmer, you can practice. Many of you will decide that the right leg is the leg with which they will begin. Because for many of us, the right leg is the dominant leg. But just for the practice, you can decide that the left leg will be the first. And leave it. Take a break. We will do again this symmetric swimming that we just did, but this time put one of your hands under your lower back, between your lower back and the floor. Doesn't matter which hand, just so you'd be able to feel what is it that your lower back is doing when you do this movement. This will be very interesting. So if your hand is under your lower back, you can start. Then first roll the heels so you are on the outer edges of your foot and start sliding the leg until the knees are bent and you stand your legs, and then start straightening them, start straightening up your knees on the inner edges. And maybe you can feel how your lower back is sinking closer to your hand when your knees are standing. And when your legs are spread, a small gap is created. And maybe you can feel your head crawling a little on the floor because your spine is being pushed up. Maybe you can feel a wave going through your body, a wave movement on your spine. Can you feel it? We should not forget that the waves of the ocean started designing, shaping our spine. You can do the same when your hand is under your neck. You may feel the same wave movement, but also you may not, and that's because our head is a very, very sophisticated organ, and it can do so many different things. So maybe you will feel the same wave movement, or maybe you won't. And if not, leave it. It's not that important. And leave it. Take a last break before we end. What about breathing now? Is it easier to inhale? Maybe the ribs are a little more willing to move, allowing the lungs to get more air inside. For the last time, stand your legs, both of them. Take your knees a little closer to the chest and hold the right knee with your right hand and the left knee with your left hand, and start drawing circles with your knees. So the knees go a little to the right and closer to the chest, and to the left and farther away from the chest, and again to the right, and so on. Allow your back different options to be pressed to the floor and to be lifted. Your back and your ribs. and try, start drawing a circle to the other side. And leave it, spread your legs. Very slowly through the side, come to sitting. The spine is always more protected when we come to sitting through the side. This is why I always ask my students to come to sitting through the side. And standing, and walk a little in the room, thank you very much for this lesson. I am Noor Baron, I teach here in Auroville in Verite. And I will see you here next week.